It's the Journey on Pulse 94.1. Dodsy, what a great interview with Pete Gilmore. 3 points that really stood out for me, mate. Never too late to turn everything around. In other words, never too late to turn your life around. Also, the gospel leads us to live the best life we can and changes the world for the better. Finally, faith becomes real through action. And Pete Gilmore, he's definitely a man of action. Whilst I think of it, Dodsy, what was it like for you interviewing Pete?
Yeah, Dave, it was great being in the room with a guy who really does live what he says. He lives the gospel. No words needed to be spoken, but thank goodness they were. And here he is, priest with a guitar, Father Rob Galea with To the Ends of the Earth.
The time has come to lay it down and find it all in you. More than this world could ever give, in one glimpse of you. The fire burns within my soul, a love too loud, it won't let go. So draw us close, send us out, let our lives be yours. Set our hearts on fire for you, that your light may shine through. Your witnesses, our generation, this world and nation, make us one in you. Clothe us now with power divine, let your light shine in us. So draw us close, send us.
Time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
A 65-year-old woman went her whole life without using a computer until she finally gave in and bought one recently. Having attended a basic skills class, she diligently followed the instructions given her to open a program, close a window, and save a document. These instructions explained in depth made good sense. She understood, and the guide was helpful insofar as she had a procedure to follow, a checklist to work through. However, she encounters a hiccup. She is thrown off course, as the checklist of instructions doesn't directly address this. In contrast, her 16-year-old grandson, who has never taken a computer course, is able to address the problem as a result of a number of years playing, exploring, and interacting on a daily basis with the technology, making mistakes and finding a solution, a way around it, getting intimately familiar with all aspects and possibilities. Within seconds, he finds the source of the problem and navigates through it. The point I hope to highlight is this. Sometimes we can treat our bodies in the same way. We wish to lose weight or get fitter, or address an area of sin in our life, or think more positively. These are all good things, but if we fail to know intimately the God-given gift and connectedness of our body, mind and soul, and solely rely on a procedure or checklist to get results, we can find ourselves coming up short and feeling frustrated. What is important is getting to know the gift of our whole human person, body, mind and soul, the way God designed us, and tapping into all aspects of who we are to be the best version of yourself that you can be. It is possible to live a well-balanced, well-designed, co-created life, celebrating the goodness of God and God's plan for our life. This is Trish for your weekly dose of Milk and Honey.
The favourite radio station for families across the South Coast. Pulse 94.1.
reserved for you.
At the beach, in the car, and online. The South Coast's Pulse 94.1.
And now with their tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
Hi, we're Francine and Byron Parola from smartloving.org. Normally we give this podcast together, but today I'm doing the talking and I'm addressing five ways to love a man. Men and women experience love in different and complementary ways. However, a woman would generally express love the way she experiences it, and not the way a husband does. Most women primarily experience love through gestures of cherishment, while men experience love most powerfully through the medium of respect. Here are five practical ways you can nail it in the love department for your man this Father's Day by building a culture of respect. Number one, cut the criticism. Nothing makes a man feel more disrespected and unappreciated than being criticised and put down, especially when it's in front of others. This applies also to the way we speak about our man when he's not present. Two, avoid nagging. Not only is nagging almost never effective in bringing about the desired reform, most men will dig in and resist all the more forcefully when they feel nagged. If you need a behaviour change, make a respectful and unemotional request. If you find this hard to do, write it down in a love letter and read it to him. Number three, express admiration. Identify the virtues and strength of your man and tell him. It's great for him to hear it and it's good for you to remind yourself, as it's all too easy to focus on what is lacking and overlook the many ways he gives without you even noticing because it is so constant. Four, wait to last. Whether it's driving the car, finding your way without a map, or assembling the furniture without the instructions, butt out. Let him drive, navigate and create without your constant commentary or suggestions. You may think you're being helpful, but if he wants your help, he'll ask for it. And five, give him the benefit of the doubt. It's common practice when we feel wounded by our husband to make assumptions about his motives. Every little gesture and word is interpreted as proof of his mean-spiritedness, selfishness, carelessness, etc. So when he does or says something that upsets you, consciously suspend judgment and make a choice to assume loving, generous motives rather than negative ones. So here's your take-home activity. Identify one of these behaviours that you do most poorly on. Cutting the criticism, avoiding nagging, expressing admiration, waiting till asked, or the benefit of the doubt. Pick one and commit to redressing it as your personal Father's Day gift for your man. At the end of the day, he doesn't need more socks or undies nearly as much as he hungers for your respect. For more information and tips about relationships, visit www.smartloving.org.
Radio for life, right across the South Coast. Pulse 94.1.
The sounds of voices take me there to a place where stories can be shared. As they make music fill the air, I smile. I'm coming alive, I'm ready to fight before I'm running out of time. So I'm taking over the radio.
Listening to The Journey on Pulse 94.1, and that was Brittany Cairns from The Voice with the radio, and it's great to see Brittany still using her voice for good. Thanks to Fran Parola on her own today with her five tips on loving men well, the key idea being that men feel loved and nurtured when they're respected. Some really, really simple tips there. And a big call out to all the dads for Father's Day today. Hope you're having a great day with the kids. And on that, Dave, tell us all about Child Protection Week that's coming up this week.
The protection of children is something that's important to all of us. National Child Protection Week, it runs from the 1st to the 7th of September 2013. Whether it be churches, schools, families or community groups, the message this year is clear. Be someone who listens to children. Check in regularly. That's what we all want, keeping kids safe. To play your part this year, visit napcan.org.au. That's napcan.org.au. Supported by the Department of Families, Housing, Community Services and Indigenous Affairs.
Now let's live the gospel with Pete Gilmore.
There are some really messed up ideas about love and relationships out there. I can completely understand when people make bad choices because there's so much rubbish being poured into our minds on a daily basis. You only have to watch TV for 10 minutes, pick up any magazine or listen to some of the music out there. You know, I think it can be summed up by the issue of FHM called Women, a User's Guide. We are called to love people and use things, not use people and love things. Somewhere along the line, people have become things. Somehow we've forgotten that within each person is a fragile heart that can be bent and even broken. Every person has a story, a history, they have hopes and they have dreams. I pray that we would see that every person we encounter is deserving of the same love and respect that we would want ourselves. God bless.
Pulse 94.1.
Say you're my heart.
that's it for another week of the Journey on Pulse 94.1. You know, I'm really humbled to be part of such a great lineup of presenters each week. Presenters just like Fran Parola, who I'll have the pleasure to sit down and have a chat with next week. You know, we've got a growing audience each week, and for those who aren't on the South Coast, don't forget you can pick us up streaming live at pulse941.com.au, or you can download a podcast of this show or any of our past shows at radio.dow.org.au.
And a big cheerio to all those listening via the Archdiocese of Sydney online radio, Cradio, which can be found at cradio.org.au. They're streaming The Journey on Sunday nights from 7 till 8 p.m. And we know that they have listeners right across Australia and indeed right around the world. And a big thank you to soon-to-be Archbishop Julian Porteous and Sarah Coppola, who have got right behind The Journey by making it part of the weekly program for Cradio. Also, I'd like to thank all of our regular contributors to The Journey, Father Richard Healy, Sister Hilda Scott, Bruce Downs, The Parolas, Trish McCarthy and Pete Gilmore. Keep it in mind, listeners, The Journey, Sundays 11 a.m. up until midday, repeated Wednesdays 10 till 11 p.m. on Pulse 94.1 FM. And as Dodsy said earlier, you can listen to the show and any of our previous shows at radio.dow.org.au. So until next time,
have yourselves a great week.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 94.1 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.